Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 28 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Facebook Live. And if you're watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, we have some technical difficulties there, and they're working through it as we speak. Well, this is a guy that is a Palmetto Mornings favorite, and we certainly love catching up with our good friend Scott Winsky. Ooh. And Scott, when you come on the show, you are always up to something.
You got that energy about you, that smile about you, the twinkle in the eye. We know we're going to learn some fun stuff.
You're always up to something good.
I'll take that one.
At least when we see him.
But it's always with cycling, and I assume that's exactly what's happening now. And now we're cycling, is it right, 24,000 miles?
We are trying to get 24,000 miles this weekend. Yes. Let me just go right off the bat and say, I am not doing 24,000 miles. We are trying to do that cumulatively.
Okay.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that were your goal.
No. I've shot for much lower goals than that and didn't make them. So I know I can't make 24,000. So
surround yourself
10 years, maybe.
Good people, right?
Exactly.
That can do it.
That's exactly. Like with all good causes, it's all about the people you got around you. So,
you're so right about that.
And that's kind of why we're here today. We want to try and get some more good people signed up, to be perfectly honest. We're doing a 24,000 mile challenge. It's for the 24 Foundation, and all the money that we're trying to raise through this challenge is going to go to pediatric cancer and, you know, some local beneficiaries that deal specifically with that. And essentially what we're trying to do is get as many people signed up so that not everybody has to ride as many miles, to be honest.
But you can reach that challenge. Yeah.
Exactly. So that we can make that 24,000. Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
We'll get right to the 24,000 mile challenge in a quick second, but let's recap, if you can, to everyone, the 24 Foundation and why you're so passionate about it.
Well, the 24 Foundation, as I was telling somebody yesterday, I use a term called a funnel foundation almost. Like they're a great organization here in the Charlotte metro area that raises money that then funnels it out to different beneficiaries in the hour that specifically deal with cancer navigation and survivorship programs. So it's that quality of life stuff, helping people pay their bills, helping people get to treatments, teaching them how to care for themselves after chemo, you know, things like that. Things change. So I like that quality of life standpoint, and they do a really good job with a lot of grassroots kind of organizations here in the area. So, yeah, so this is all to benefit them and what they do as a whole, and this is just going to specifically go toward the pediatric side. So
okay.
They're kind of pinpointing it a little bit more with this one. So,
very special.
So what are you asking of folks? So folks listening this morning, who can do this? What do they need to do? And what's the commitment?
Absolutely everyone can do this.
Okay.
Because it is not just, you alluded earlier, cycling, stuff like that. Most definitely, that's a huge part of a lot of the 24 stuff because, you know, 24 Hours of Booty is our premier event that we usually have in the summer. And that's a large cycling component there, but this is anything. You can walk it, you can hike it, you can, if you do rowing, I know that's real popular now. Anything that does any kind of, to be honest, any kind of workout or effort. I mean, there's even some formulas. I'll be honest, I'm not an Orange Theory person, so I don't know exactly how it works.
Well.
I wear orange a whole
lot, dude.
But it's not for them. Unfortunately, I guess, but like they have a thing worked out with them where I think you do like splat points based on how hard you're working out and stuff. There's a way to equate that into miles that they're going to use. So,
especially with your smartphones and your watches and trackers.
Yeah. So there's a way to get it get it converted over and all that stuff.
So we need to do it this weekend.
It's this weekend.
It doesn't help if we do it today.
Nope.
Okay.
No, unfortunately.
All right.
We would like to, today be a great day to go and sign up.
Yeah, okay. They can
do that today. They can even do it tomorrow. There's even some packet pickups today and tomorrow. So if you go on the website, 24foundation.org, get signed up. There's different locations. I think they're going to a different Charlotte Running Company location every day to pick up packets and stuff. So you get like a cool little backpack and a water bottle and, you know, some other, you know, a number bib. So you can feel like you're in a race if you want to. But yeah, you just get signed up and then the miles will start on Saturday at 7 o'clock. And we're kind of counting them all the way till Sunday at 5.
Okay.
This is exciting.
Yeah. So people sign up. They're helping with the 24,000-mile challenge. Again, you alone, you're not doing it by yourself. You're joining others in the area that are trying to make big steps or take big steps, that is, for small heroes. And that's so well said.
Yeah.
I know, Scott, the 24 Foundation is so near and dear to your heart, especially to your family, because cancer has impacted your family.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely hit us pretty hard. I mean, I know a lot of families deal with it in different ways, but yeah, I lost my mother a few years ago, and my sister's constantly had some things since she was 8. We're currently even going through some stuff right now, but yes, it's definitely something that kind of, okay, I'm going to support this.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of it's even therapeutic on my part.
I was about to say,
that's honestly a good point.
It helps channel that energy.
I love the way you phrase that, because I mean, I'm sitting here, and when I'm always just intrigued by how everyone spends their 24 hours in a day, and to hear your story, and as I learn more about you, I'm just even that much more amazed that you have the energy to continue to give back and help others, and yet you do it because you know that's good for you. That's good for your psyche. You're focused on something positive, and thanks for inspiring all of us to step up and be a little bit more for others, because in the long run and the short run, it really helps us the most.
It does. I think some people forget that aspect of it too. So, you know, yeah, you're going to help out some great organizations, some great kids, stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, if you want to be the selfish person, it's going to help you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean,
well, we just saw this week, you know, cancer doesn't discriminate. It takes the life of a 25-year-old officer. It takes the life of a child. Mm-hmm. It's a continued journey with your sister. And you don't know. You don't know. It just one day you hear that C word and your life has changed forever. And then you really hope that there is an organization such as the 24-Hour Foundation that is making a difference and helping.
For sure.
All right, so
for
Scott, where do people need to sign up for the 24,000-mile challenge? Again, taking big steps for small heroes, helping those in the pediatric unit battle cancer.
Yeah, well, the easiest thing to do is 24foundation.org.
Okay.
If you go to the website, there's a banner right at the top, I think, or a tab that you can click on. It'll walk you through the process. The website automatically gives you a fundraising link. So if you want to do some fundraising, that's great. I'll be honest, you don't have to. You pay your $35 to be part of the challenge, and you're kind of done if you want to be. But if you want to try and help raise some extra money and stuff like that, there's a few incentives. Like if you raise $100, I think you get a little beanie, you know, a knit beanie or something like that. So, you know, trying to raise a little bit of money if we can. But, you know, I mean, I know some people, they're, you know, it's been hard. So if they can sign up, they can consider that their donation and go log some miles. And I'd even say, too, like some people, I've had a couple people, hey, I can only ride 10 miles, or, oh, it might be cold, I might only do a couple of miles, or, you know, like I can run a 5K. Well, there's some places around town, and there's a couple here in Rock Hill, there's a bunch over the Charlotte metro area where you double your miles. We're considering those double mile locations. So, like, if you go out to the Charlotte Running Company out at Riverwalk, snap a little picture in front of their store, you post that with our hashtag, whatever miles you've done to that point, they get doubled.
Oh,
so
nice.
You know, we want people to take advantage of that, because that's going to help us even more getting closer to that 24,000 miles. So
yeah.
Helps everybody,
you know,
too. Support
I myself,
business.
I'm planning on hitting a couple of them.
You know, yeah.
I mean, you know,
you're going to strategize.
Yeah, we mentioned Darn's Theory earlier. We know the Charlotte Running Company's parts. So, you know, those places aren't that far apart. I can hit both of them, I hope. So,
wow.
You know, get some double miles.
Can work smart.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Scott,
that's it.
You're great.
Miles.
Yep. Well, we certainly appreciate it. We know cancer is unfair. It is ugly. It is just downright mean. But what a good cheerleader that we have in you and so many others that doing their part to help those that have been dealt
the
C word, for sure. So Scott Winsky's his name. Reach out to the 24foundation.org.
That's the best place to sign up for it, for
That's
sure.
That's it. Yep. Perfect.
Yep. Scott, check out their social media, too, because we're going to have all kind of stuff kicking it off. So tell people Saturday.
Yep. Very cool. All righty.